With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a federal jury has awarded $148 million in damages to two Georgia election workers over false elections claims made by former Trump advisor Rudy Giuliani.
There was an audible gasp in the courtroom when the jury foreperson read aloud the $75 million award in punitive damages against Rudy Giuliani for false voting claims he made against election workers Shay Moss and her mother, Ruby Freeman. Moss and Freeman were each also awarded roughly $36 million in other damages. Freeman said money wouldn't restore her life, name, or security. Giuliani called the proceeding absurd and insisted there was election fraud.
These are not conspiracy theories. These are proven facts.
Where's your evidence?
I'm not allowed to present it.
It's unclear if Giuliani will be able to pay any damages, a former lawyer suing him for legal fees. Norman Hall, Washington.
The Israeli army is coming under increasing world criticism after it reported that it accidentally shot and killed three Israeli hostages in Gaza, and an Israeli airstrike killed a Palestinian journalist. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. cannot judge Israel's intent in a strike that killed a journalist and wounded another.
We still don't have any indications that they are deliberately targeting journalists. And that's where I'd have to leave it. Again, don't know all the details of this particular strike, but we haven't seen any indications that they are, as a matter of course and policy, or even operational doctrine, deliberately going after journalists trying to cover this war.
The hostages were killed in the Gaza area of Shijaya, where troops have been engaged in fierce fighting with Hamas in recent days. The journalist was killed in Khan Yunis. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 56 points, the Nasdaq rose 52, the S&P down a fraction. This is SRN News. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation is urging Congress to pass new laws that would keep children from accessing pornography online.
We're just asking for very common sense laws that would help the laws online be a little bit more similar to the laws offline.
Spokesman Haley McNamara tells SRN News,
it's not legal or permissible offline to share child abuse materials or to facilitate sex trafficking. We just want that to be reflected in the online spaces.
Digital pornographers are spending big money to convince lawmakers not to act. A lawsuit filed by a Virginia teacher who is fired for refusing to use a transgender student's preferred pronouns has been revived by the state Supreme Court. Peter Vlaming was a French teacher at West Point High School when he was fired in 2018. He says he cannot use the student's pronouns because of his Christian faith. This is SRN News. Mickey Mouse is about to belong to you and me.
The earliest version of Disney's most famous and America's most iconic character in American pop culture will become public domain January 1st. That's because the copyright on his first screen appearance, the 1928 short Steamboat Willie, is expiring. Minnie Mouse also appears in Steamboat Willie, becomes public domain, as does Winnie the Pooh's friend Tigger, as the book in which he first appeared in The House at Pooh Corner turns 96. Ron DeRockshire reporting.
Prince Harry has won his phone hacking lawsuit against the publisher of the Daily Mirror and was awarded £140,000 in the first of his several lawsuits against the tabloids to go to trial. Justice Timothy Fancourt in the High Court found that phone hacking was widespread and habitual at Mirror Group newspapers over many years. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.